Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the Wednesday edition of them just handing this stuff to me on a platter. I am kidding you not. I've got a platter here with it's a smorgasbord of information to bring to you. Again, I apologize in advance. I simply cannot bring all of it to you. So again, triage, in effect, we're going to pick and choose our fights and get you the best information we can, the most relevant information that we can bring to you. First, let me issue a correction from yesterday. I mentioned Xavier Becerra. I know, Javier Becerra. I don't care. Xavier Becerra. And I called him the DA in Los Angeles. He is, in fact, the California State Attorney General. And he's in the news right now because he's now pondering what to do in the face of Judge Benitez's 86-page slap in the face to the state of California and their unconstitutional magazine ban as to whether or not he wants to try to render a en banc panel hearing at the Ninth Circuit. And he's going to do that. Make no mistake. Benitez will do that. But there are some problems with that. So let me go into that briefly before I move to Pittsburgh, then move to Oregon, and then a couple of other big, big topics to cover with you today. Again, we'll get to as much of it as we possibly can. Benitez, let me start there. He's got a choice since Benitez issued his ruling. Do I seek an en banc panel hearing from the Ninth Circuit, who in all likelihood, if history is any indication, would strike down Benitez's ruling? Now, remember, the three-judge panel. Let me start from the beginning. A number of years ago, California instituted an illegal, you know, magazine ban, magazine limit. You know the scheme. It's in effect now in a number of other states. Other blue states are watching this very carefully because Benitez, the lower federal court in the district, in the Southern District of California, struck down the California ban on quote-unquote high-capacity magazines, wiped it right out. Becerra sought a review from the Ninth Circuit. A three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit, or Ninth Circus as I refer to it, looked at it, upholding Benitez's ruling and sending it back to him for further review. It went back to him after 2 years, and lo and behold, he struck it down with an even stronger argument. So he's essentially baiting the Attorney General, Becerra, as to whether or not to go to the full circuit or not. And I believe that Becerra will do that. But there's a problem with that, you see. There are other blue states in the country that are watching this very carefully that have similar bans in place. You don't need any more than five rounds. Watch what's happening in Oregon. We'll go there briefly in just a few minutes. New York State, the SAFE Act, and the rest of every blue state liberal gun control law that is built on a house of cards is paying careful attention. Why? They've already got their laws in New York. What do they care about what happens in California? Well, what happens in California tends to roll across the country. Here's why. Because if the Ninth Circuit looks at this and an en banc panel strikes it down, it is highly likely, well, I can tell you it's 100% likely, that the Supreme Court is going to be asked for cert. They're going to be petitioned in this case. And there is a very strong likelihood, because of the rifts in the other circuits, that the Supreme Court, given its conservative tilt right now and its desire to look at a Second Amendment case by a number of its judges, would likely take this case. New York State, Connecticut, the rest of the gun ban states run by blues don't want that to happen. Much like the Wren v. D.C. case in Washington, where the liberals begged, the blue state governors begged them, don't seek cert at the Supreme Court. You may lose this, and if you lose this, we're all done. That's where we are in California right now. That's the decision that Becerra has to make. If he goes in front of the Ninth Circuit and loses, there's a strong possibility that he has opened up Pandora's box, and he won't be able to stuff that genie back in the bottle. Or does he let this ruling stand? Let me tell you why he's going to go to the Ninth Circus. Because he is a liberal. Because he is above you. Because he is elite. Because he believes that it doesn't matter. He cannot accept defeat. Remember, liberals never have to apologize for anything. They never get questioned. They are righteous all the time. He doesn't care about ramifications. He wants victory in California, period. He couldn't care less about anybody else. So watch what happens in that case. We're going to. There are some amazing quotes from Benitez as I get deeper and deeper into the 86-page ruling. And believe me, we're going to have some fun talking about this on Sunday. Oh, boy, are we ever. And Alan Gottlieb, by the way, will be here after spending several days, including today, at a luncheon where he and John Lott and others were talking on Second Amendment issues at a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago. Alan will be back with us on Sunday. He says the show will be fantastic because he's got so much information for us. We may give him more than an hour. You never know. Depends on his time. But there's a passage from Benitez on page 21 of his ruling. Here's what it says. Remember, we're talking about a magazine ban in California. Here's from the judge who slapped down California. Basically stood up, rolled up the Constitution, and whacked him in the head with it. Whoosh! Sit down. No. Nothing in the Second Amendment makes lethality a factor to consider because a gun's lethality or dangerousness is assumed. The Second Amendment does not exist to protect the right to bear down pillows and foam baseball bats. It protects guns, and every gun is dangerous. Judge Roger Benitez. Now, let me take an old quote of mine from a number of years ago. When people say to me, you really carry that .22 caliber North American Arms mini revolver? Dude, what are you doing bearing a pea shooter? To which I respond, move about 5 feet away from me. I'm going to put 2 rounds in your chest and 1 in your forehead. Let's see how that pea shooter feels then, shall we? Nobody has taken me up on that. Why? Because I remind you, all guns are dangerous. All calibers are dangerous. Do you not believe the Founding Fathers? Does Bacara in California, mispronounced intentionally, does he not believe that the Founding Fathers felt their own guns were lethal? Of course he does. He's just thinking you're stupid and maybe he can convince you otherwise. Why? Because the Founding Fathers could have never envisioned an AR-15. Trust me, if they could have, the revolution would have been over a lot faster than it was, and they would have used it, and that's the gun they would have been carrying. Bacara knows it. Nothing in the Second Amendment makes lethality a factor to consider because a gun's lethality or dangerousness is assumed. The Second Amendment does not exist to protect the right to bear down pillows and foam baseball bats. It protects guns, and every gun is dangerous. There's more from Benitez. Take a listen to this. In part of the state's fight for limiting magazine capacity, they threw out the argument, well, civilians don't need 30 rounds. Bystanders can be hurt. There's no reason to throw that much lead, is basically what Bacara is saying, what the state of California, the DOJ, is saying. Here's what Benitez says and observes to that. He says, it's worth noting that in evaluating the strength of the government's fear of bystander injury, the state has not identified one incident where a bystander was hurt from a citizen's defensive gun use, much less a defensive use of a gun with a quote-unquote high-capacity magazine. The worrisome scenario is improbable and hypothetical. In other words, it's all made up hype. Don't stand here before this court and give me a boatload of crap that you can't even point to and tell me that you expect me to rule against a fundamentally enumerated right enshrined in our Constitution by our founders. Wapoosh! There's the smack upside the head from the U.S. Constitution. But there's more from Benitez. Check this out. On page 5 of his 86-page ruling, which I have not had an opportunity to dig into in full yet, I plan on doing that today. Take a listen to what Benitez says. Page 5, people may cede liberty to their government in exchange for the promise of safety. Or government may gain compliance from its people by forcibly disarming all. In the United States, the Second Amendment takes the legislative experiment off the table. Oh, it's powerful. We're going to continue. Regardless of current popularity, neither a legislature nor voters may trench on constitutional rights. An unconstitutional statute adopted by a dozen jurisdictions is no less unconstitutional by virtue of its popularity. What he should have said on there is by virtue of its popularity in one political party. That's what he should have said. Now, I'm not going to say what the judge said was beautiful. I'm saying that that certainly could have been added in. And it dawns on me that that's probably, when reading some of the pages that I've written so far, is what he's saying. He clearly believes deeply in the right to keep and bear arms. Now, keep in mind, before we pivot to another topic today in the next segment, that Benitez's ruling can be looked at by an en banc panel hearing of the Ninth Circuit. And they are no doubt, the DOJ, the Attorney General in California, is more than likely going to seek that en banc hearing. We will keep you posted. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Attention gun owners, you are running out of time to claim your free life-saving guide and free audiobook. If you want the truth about what really happens when you use your gun in self-defense, this is it. Find out more with the USCCA's free audiobook, Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense, and Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide. Just text the word GET to the number 87222 to get yours now. You'll be amazed by these true stories of deadly shootings and violent attacks, but you'll be even more shocked when you discover what happened after, because making just one mistake can be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Don't leave yourself vulnerable. With your free guide and audiobook, you'll know when you can and can't shoot, what to do when the police arrive, and how to survive the legal aftermath. Plus, if you act now, you'll get a bonus deadly force checklist. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free, but it's all gone April 12th. So don't miss out. Text GET, that's G-E-T, to 87222 right now. That's GET to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Hi, Mark Walters here. Let me tell you, my Pillow Dream Sheets, they're the real deal. They look good and they feel great, which means for me an even better night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR, or call 800-978-9358, and you will get 30% off plus free shipping. Use promo code AAR, 30% off and free shipping.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. Let's begin segment two with this. I spent some time during the break. I've got to go back to this because the 86-page ruling from Benitez, which I am about, you know, getting neck deep into now, and I hope you do too. I think I'll put a link up to that on my Twitter page. It'll be a day or two. I want to get into the ruling first, but there's something critical that the judge is saying in that 86-page ruling that has slapped down California's what we all know to be unconstitutional magazine ban, simply a scheme put up by Democrat legislators in the state to limit your right to bear arms that have nothing to do with crime whatsoever. The judge knows that. But what he's essentially saying is that rights are not subject to a popular vote. Imagine if our First Amendment rights, well, you can imagine that. We have to fight, you know, the left is using First Amendment to come after our Second Amendment. We've pointed that out over time. Alan Gottlieb is fighting lawsuits in courtrooms across the country right now because of the lefty gun grabbers wanting to come after our right to bear arms and using the First Amendment to do so, stopping us from putting and trading out fair information on the internet that belongs to all of us, for example. Those cases will be won, but they will take time and they will cost money. But this judge has it figured out. It doesn't matter if it's popular today. It doesn't make any difference. Ask Joe Biden the difference between popular then and popular today, right? Times have changed, Uncle Joe. Times have changed, at least in the media they have. But the fact of the matter is that the judge has nailed this. It doesn't matter that first, maybe some, because someone says something that's unpopular to you does not make it any less of a right or take away their right to say so simply because you don't like it. And it may be that the vast majority of Americans don't like it because that happens to be the wind blowing of the day or the narrative created by a mainstream press that's taking root, at least for now. But that no way impacts the fundamental right of the individual to say it. The same is true with the Second Amendment. Benitez's ruling, from what I've gotten into so far, is fantastic. Make sure to go into it. Read this thing. Dig into it and learn it. Also, while you're digging into columns, my column at gamoland.com is up today. After I got off the air yesterday, I got to thinking. It was in me, and it had to come out. I've got to put this on paper. Okay, you know, internet paper, digital paper. But it needed to come out. I was talking about Michael Siegel at Boston University, the study yesterday from the individual, Michael Siegel, who found that he understands the desire to ban assault weapons, as he then goes on to say that his own study found that banning them has nothing to do with homicides or crime, nothing. And he admits that they're used so exceedingly rarely that it wouldn't make any difference. But he understands the need to ban them. I wrote about that today. I went into greater detail on that, and the editors over at Ammo Land gave me one heck of a title for the column and some great graphics. So make sure to head over and check out what it is I put up over at Ammo Land for you. In fact, let me give you the title now, so you can go ahead and Google that when you feel like doing so. Hopefully it's after you get off the air with me today. And it is Anti-Gun Research Hack, Too Smart to Figure Himself Out. And then there's a big stinking pile of bogus research with a magnifying glass there and a nice little emoji that you can sink your teeth into. Just don't get too close to your screen, but it's an awful lot of fun and it's a great read. And I guess my own anger came out of me a little bit yesterday after I got off the air. And the more I thought about it, the deeper I wanted to get into it than I did yesterday. So I put it in written form for you, and it's already getting some great legs. So check it out. Anti-Gun Research Hack, Too Smart to Figure Himself Out, Mark Walters over at Ammo Land. I think you'll enjoy it. All right, let's go to some more hacks, shall we? By the way, love Benitez. Love that ruling. I can't get enough of that. This guy gets freedom, man. Whew. Boy, does he ever. Cannot wait to talk with A.W.R. Hawkins about this in greater detail on Sunday's Monster Broadcast. Pittsburgh. If there is ever any proof that the Democrats literally, truly despise the rule of law, unless it fits their own agenda, this is an example. If you Google, Pittsburgh passes gun control, if you Google just that phrase, Pittsburgh passes gun control, you will not, but well, you will believe what you see. That's why you're listening to Armed American Radio. Here's what you'll see. Pittsburgh passes stricter gun laws after state and feds don't. That's from Vox. What does that sound like when you look at that headline? Pittsburgh is righteous. The state and the feds won't do it. Well, damn it, we'll do it. That's what Pittsburgh is doing. They're standing up and doing it. WTAE, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh City Council passes gun safety legislation. That was about 20 hours ago. From Bustle, Pittsburgh passes gun control laws in response to the synagogue shooting. From Vox, about 2.5 hours ago, Pittsburgh passes stricter gun laws after state and feds don't. That's the one I just read to you. I apologize. Pittsburgh City Council passes gun legislation. Fairfield Sun-Times. From let's go to WTAU. We already did WTAU. NBC News. Pittsburgh City Council passes gun legislation in wake of Tree of Life Synagogue. Then off they go. See, because it's not just enough to say Pittsburgh City Council passes gun legislation, which would be news. They go on to clarify what they mean in the wake of the Tree of Liberty massacre. So it does what? Seems to justify their initial headline, which is really truly the news. The news in this story is Pittsburgh City Council passes gun legislation. Here's one from the Washington Post. Pittsburgh approves gun restrictions. Lawsuits expected. Then another one from CityLab.com. Inside Pittsburgh's battle over gun control laws. So you see what's happening in the news today regarding Pittsburgh. Has it sunk into you yet that the Pittsburgh City Council has in fact passed gun control laws in what they say is response to the synagogue shooting? They have indeed. Except there's one problem. They can't. But wait, you just said they did. That's exactly what I said. But there's just one problem. They can't. All right, dude, you're confusing me. You just said Pittsburgh City Council passed legislation, gun controls. They did. But then you're telling me in the same sentence that they can't. That's right, they can't. But they did. Which proves my point to you and proves the point to you that the Democrats don't give a damn about the law. They don't care about state law. They don't care about their state constitution. And they don't care about the federal U.S. Constitution. They don't care about the Bill of Rights. They don't care anything about you. They simply care about doing what they want to do in an effort to be seen as doing something, even though they can't. But they did. Yeah. And they're going to continue to do these things. I got so much philosophically to talk with you about on this one. I want you to think about this. You see, Pennsylvania has a state preemption law, which, according to Pennsylvania law, and many states have preemption laws, forbid local municipalities from passing any gun control measures at all. In other words, any gun control issues must come from the state. It is written into Pennsylvania state law that Pittsburgh cannot do what it did. Pittsburgh's gun ban in the state of Pennsylvania will not stand. The Democrats don't care. It doesn't matter to them. Because, damn it, we're going to stand up for what we know is right. We're going to take away guns from law-abiding people who had nothing to do with the shooting because we can't. But we're going to do it anyway. I'm going to dig into this with you when we come back. I'm going to make some observations for you that I think you'll like. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Segment 3. I got to tell you, Angry Mark was coming out during that break. You might get a taste of him here in just a little bit. I'm going to try to keep it calm for you, though, but no guarantees. Let me start with this, gun owners, because you are running out of time to claim this free life-saving guide that I've been telling you about. You have until April 12th. That's 9 days away. If you want the truth about what really happens when you use your gun in self-defense, this is it. Find out more with the USCCA's free audiobook, Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense, and Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide. Just text the word GET, G-E-T, to the number 87222, and you can get yours right now. You'll be amazed by the true stories of deadly shootings and violent attacks, but even more shocked when you discover what happens after the fact. And I know that to be true. I have interviewed and written books about this, so pay very careful attention to this. I don't want you to miss this opportunity, all right? If you make just one mistake, if you have to use a gun for self-defense, that can be the difference between your freedom or you living in a jail cell. You think you wake up in the middle of the night with anxiety now? Imagine doing it with somebody else you don't know in a 6x9 cell. I don't think you want to do that. Don't leave yourself vulnerable with your the anxiety. Yeah, I'm telling you right now. Man, oh man. Imagine not being able to get up and walk into another room. Oh, jeez. With your free guide and audiobook, you're going to learn how to keep that from happening, because you're going to learn when you can and can't shoot. You're going to learn what to do when the police arrive and what to say and how to survive the legal aftermath if, God forbid, you find yourself in that situation. Plus, if you act now, you'll also get the bonus deadly force checklist. So that's 3 life-saving tools for 100% free, nothing. Okay? Gone on April 12th, 9 days away. Don't miss out. Just text GET, G-E-T, to 87222. Do it right now. Text GET, G-E-T, to 87222. The thought of prison has always kept me on the straight and narrow. You know, I remember being a kid watching the original Scared Straight stuff in the 70s. And that right there was enough. I'll never forget that. I mean, did I do stupid stuff when I was a kid? All kids do stupid things, yeah. But there's a difference between doing something stupid because you're stupid and doing something criminal. Would I ever harm anybody? Never. No, I don't have the guts to do that ever. But I honestly, you know, when you look at that, I go back to my youth and I think about that. He had a huge impact on me. So if it had an impact on me today, shouldn't kids be watching that kind of stuff today? Yeah, maybe we ought to. Maybe we ought to. It seems to be the younger generation that's slaughtering themselves in school, right? I don't know what causes it. If I figure it out, I'll let you know. But I don't think that would be, I don't think that's, maybe we ought to make kids watch that stuff. Maybe we ought to. It had a huge impact on me when I was a kid. Kids are going to do stupid things. Courts know that, judges know that. And for the most part, I think, you know, kids might be taught a lesson. I was taught a lesson when I was a kid, just like you were probably taught a lesson when you were a kid. But it was, when you're talking about, you know, kids making decisions to join gangs and kill things and kill people and do harm to others and steal their stuff. There's a big leap between that and saying something stupid. And that's that. I'm telling you, that Scared Straight stuff was huge for me when I was a kid. It really did. It had an impact on me. So you never know. Maybe we should get back to that today. All right. Where were we? My gosh. The philosophical deal with Pittsburgh. What do you mean philosophical deal with Pittsburgh, Mark? Oh, boy. I could get myself in trouble here, and I don't really care, quite frankly, because I'm right. And you know what's interesting? When you're right and you know you're right, you say things with a level of confidence that you might not otherwise say. You know, and you got to kind of be that way to do this job. You have to be. But let's go to CBS Pittsburgh, KDKA piece. CBS Pittsburgh, KDAK, CBS 2. Pittsburgh City Council takes final vote, passes controversial gun legislation. It's not controversial. It's illegal. Not controversial, illegal. Pittsburgh City Council took a final vote Monday morning, passing a package of controversial gun laws introduced after last year's mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. 6-3 was the vote. They now head to Democratic Mayor Bill Peduto for his expected signature. He's going to sign this. He's already thrown it in the face of the governor. He's already thrown it in the face of the state. Every Democrat in the state will support him. I'm telling you, virtually, I'm talking about Democrat leadership here. I know there are Democrat gun owners that are saying, come on, man, even they get it. I'm talking about Democrat leadership here, the elite, you know, the ones who know more than you, that look down on you because they know everything. They're the ones that have to do something, even though it accomplishes nothing. Those Democrats is who I'm talking about here. Democrat Mayor Bill Peduto has been pushing for this. He's also been pushing to keep the United States Concealed Carry Association trade show, the CCW Expo, out of Pittsburgh in May on the 17th through the 19th. And he's failed. We'll be there. Pittsburgh, I will be there. And we will be talking about these very things and shaking your paw in Pittsburgh. And I hope there's protesters out there. It's great attention. You can't pay for that stuff. Council members voted 6-3 to pass the bills. The legislation, get this, here's what it's going to do in Pittsburgh. It's going to place restrictions on MSSAs. Did I tell you you're going to start hearing that? Military-style assault weapons like the AR-15 rifle that authorities say was used in the October 27th rampage at Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hill, which killed 11 people and wounded 7. MSSAs. So Pittsburgh has picked up, it looks like CBS 2, KDKA in Pittsburgh has picked up on that narrative bullet point from the left as well, too. Amy Wattis. City Council will shortly be voting on gun legislation this morning. We spoke to two members of the public with opposing views. Why? Because there was a public comment happening. What do you think the Democrats did with the public comment? It didn't matter if 100% was against what they were going to do. They're going to do it anyway. There's only one problem. They can't. But they also banned most uses of armor-piercing ammunition, which they don't have a clue what that is, and high-capacity magazines. You know, the ones that California's attorney general just got smacked down with, and that a lefty liberal study out of Boston also found have no impact on crime. One of their own lefty liberals found that to be the case. And they're also wanting to, and they've passed this, temporary seizure of guns from people who are determined to be a danger to themselves or others. So they've passed their own red flags, their own gun bans in the city of Pittsburgh. There's only one problem. They can't. So they have wasted Lord knows how many tax dollars, how much of the city council's time, but they're Democrats. They don't waste time. They don't waste tax dollars. It all belongs to them. They have as much time, and they have as much tax dollars as they want because, well, they have your money. But they can't. But they did. And there will be a lawsuit, and they will lose. And it won't matter to them. But what happens, Mark, if it doesn't? What happens if they don't lose? Well, they're going to. There's a clear state preemption statute in Pennsylvania, and it's going to be upheld. Even a liberal lefty judge isn't going to find a way out of that. The state preemption laws have teeth. They, generally speaking, they do. So Pittsburgh has just wasted time. But what if? Let's go back to the what if. What if a lefty liberal judge says, we don't care about that, kind of like what happened out in Seattle? Well, we don't care about whether or not they didn't follow the rules on the state ballot initiative. We're going to let it go anyway. What happens if that happens in Pennsylvania? Do you have to follow that law? Would you follow that law? Are you going to follow that law if you live in Pittsburgh? Are you going to give them your lawfully owned products? Products that I can own where I live as an American, and you're no less American than I am, simply because your lefty homeowners association wannabe city council passed a ruling in violation of your state law? Are you going to hand it to them? The answer to that is hell no, you're not. And here's where the philosophical edge comes into place. That means I have to question the validity of any law Democrats pass. When they can play with this, don't I have the right to question the validity of other laws they've passed? Maybe we need to take a deeper look into this law and that law and that law, don't we? Because these are clear violations of the Constitution. Here's my suggestion. When people like this violate the law, they should be held accountable criminally. I said that. The Pittsburgh City Council should be charged for crimes when they know they are willfully violating state law. Give this thing some teeth. Let's not just talk about it. Give it some teeth, put them in handcuffs, and stick them in a jail cell. We'll be back right after this. We've all put ourselves in potentially unsafe situations, whether it's commuting in an odd hour, parking the car in a badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. Let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things anytime soon. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it, with an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation. The Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone or freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off. Again, buy.taser.com. Promo code AAR.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Segment 4. April 3rd already. Can you believe it? Man, oh man, the Wednesday edition, we're flying right by. But I can't wait to get to this Sunday's Monster broadcast. So much to talk with you about. Alan Gottlieb has so much information for us. How do I know that? I know that because he spent personal one-on-one time with the President of the United States this week. I've got the pictures to prove it. I know where he is today. I know what he's doing. And I can't wait to bring that information to you. There's just so much we're going to talk about, not to mention some of the other things we're digging into. But this Benitez ruling, this 86-page ruling, this is an awful lot of fun too. So I'm kind of holding off on scheduling this weekend until I can get my teeth a little bit deeper in and do a little bit more triage. Probably going to have to give myself, you know, add a little bit of work to my plate this week in order to accomplish that, but I don't care. It's way, way, way too important, and it's too much fun to talk about. Back to Pittsburgh briefly. I'm going to go a step further. I said that these individuals at the Homeowners Association, the wannabes over in the city council, who, these people aren't power trips, but they have power over you. That's what gives them power trips. Just like homeowners associations, right? Get off my lawn, move your grill, put that inside, you need to fix that, tear down that tree. When your response is, get a life, leave me alone. I keep my grass cut, my house looks good. Quit looking for something to complain about. Yeah, that can bring out angry Mark right there, HOAs. Well, here's the deal. Is it any less? See, here's what I said. I said these individuals should be put in jail. They should be charged criminally for passing this legislation. Why? Because the legislation is in clear violation of the state preemption laws that clearly states they can't do what they did. No local municipality can do this. It's written into their law. Their legislature passed it. It's real law. It's not phony, wannabe, feel-good, Democrat, we have to do something, take away guns because that's what it's about. It's about guns, and we hate guns, so we're going to attack it because we think we can when we really can't. even though what we're attempting to do is a clear violation of state law. Isn't saying that that's what they want to do? Couldn't I be arrested for saying things that are against the law if I make threats to break the law? Are there instances I can do that? Yeah, there are. For example, my words may be inciting a riot. They could be, somebody could see something as saying something that's, that could be used to say I'm inciting a riot. I can be charged with that. Why is it any less of a crime for them to attack my constitutional rights that the state digs even deeper into and recognizes as a violation of their own law to do so? If it's a 6-3 vote, how about the six people who voted yay be charged with a crime and the people who voted nay not? They vote, look, they said, no, man, it's against the law. I'm not voting for this, even though I might agree with it because I'm a lefty wacko. And I don't know what the makeup of the city council is. I don't care for the purposes of this conversation. I'm simply making a point. I'm just trying to drive this home to you. Let's say that all nine of the city council members were Democrats, which is possible and happens to be the case in many urban enclaves around the country. But three of them said, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm here to do my job. I'm not here to violate state law. I don't like those scary guns. I don't like the way they look. And, you know, I'm one of those people that it doesn't matter to me if I'm told that it doesn't have anything to do with crime and that taking them away, I just don't like them. And I'm a gun grabber and gun banner too. But if I vote for this, I'm voting to violate state law, and that's not why I'm here. And that's a violation of the oath that I took when I was sworn in. Those three people are righteous. I don't know if they're Republicans. Again, I don't know the makeup, and I could easily look that up right now, but I'm not going to. I'm simply, for the purpose of this conversation, making that point. So the other six do. Now, they're going to cost the taxpayers tons of money as this moves through the courts. To me, that's a separate crime. Isn't that fraud? What do they call stealing taxpayer funds? Charge them with it. Charge them with fraud. These people knew what they were doing going in. They were warned by attorneys from the state. They were advised. What you're doing is against the law. The mayor should be held criminally accountable. Oh, those are bold statements. No, they're not. Here's why. Because at what point in time do we give up our liberties? When do we stop? And when do we say, at what point is it righteous for us to say, that's it, I've had enough? This is illegal, and I'm not going to let you take my stuff. And what recourse do you have then? Do we continue to allow governments to step on us and trample on us under the guise that it's law because some dopes illegally passed it? At what point in time do we put our foot down? And at what point in time do we say, no, come and take it? No. When does that happen? Well, that's the age-old question, isn't it? When do we do that? What our founders have done? What would Madison have said? What would Jefferson have said? We know what they've said. But when do we do it? The Democrats are seemingly pushing this country to the precipice. We are closer and closer in this country to finding that out. What is America's breaking point? At what point do law-abiding, decent Americans put their foot down and say, that's it, I've had enough? The answer is no if you take one step closer. When is that going to happen? I don't have the answer to that. What I can tell you is we are closer to that point than we've ever been in my lifetime. And I'm going to bet your lifetime as well, even if you're older than me. At what point do we say no? Do these people have blood on their hands? For example, if some law-abiding individual abides by their rule, maybe that gun is the only one they own. They don't want any handguns. They want that rifle. Whatever it is, they give it up. They don't own it anymore. And they are subsequently killed in a home invasion because they have no way to defend themselves. And they're killed, of course, by a criminal wielding the same gun. that they're no longer allowed to have because they're law-abiding people. Should the city council be held criminally liable? You're damn right they should. Every single one of them should be. Let's go to Oregon quickly. Gun-free zones kill people. I think you'd agree with me on that. If you don't, I don't know what planet you're living on. Every single mass shooting you like to point to in an attempt to come after my rights has occurred in a gun-free zone, because gun-free zones aren't. They're only gun-free as long as law-abiding people keep their guns out. But the moment a criminal decides to step into that gun-free zone and violate the law or that gun-free zone rule, it's no longer a gun-free zone. And if a criminal uses a gun in a gun-free zone and I'm harmed or killed, should the individual who passes that be held criminally accountable? There are many states around the country, of course we've talked about it here, and municipalities that are working on passing ordinances to that effect. States are passing, hey, look, that says, look, if you're going to disarm me, then you're responsible for my safety. And that's the way it ought to be. Oregon is now looking at expanding gun-free zones. Does Oregon have blood on their hands? Do the legislators in Oregon, Oregon, you're listening to the program right now, do your legislators have blood on their hands when something happens in a gun-free zone to a decent law-abiding American who would otherwise have been legal to carry a gun there, even with their Oregon permit, but because some city council members or state legislators said they can't, now is unable to do so, and they are harmed while there? The answer to that is unequivocally, of course they should be held accountable for that. At what point do we say, no, I have a right to carry my gun there today, I'm legal, and just because these people say that I can't tomorrow doesn't make them right? At what point do we say, no? Legitimate questions, fascinating stuff. We're going to continue the conversation tomorrow. You never know what's going to come up. They're just handing it to me. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.